followed Caroline Stiles out of the dining room and told her that she wanted to work on the Malbone bouquet.
"Wonderful," said Cousin Caroline. "That makes 7 on the staff. You meet us here after your chores are done, and we'll all walk over to Malbone House together. That's where we work on the magazine."
Much of the work for the magazine was done on a long wooden table under the trees outside Uncle Robert Stiles' comfortable red brick house. Because she was the only newcomer, Daisy had to sit with her back to the river.
"We each chose a flower for a pen name," said Caroline. "We use these to sign our pieces. I'm Clover, Calla is Lily, Louise is Camellia, Anna is Yellow Jasmine. Margaret has already picked Daisy. I guess you'll have to choose another flower."
"I'm Rink Aspernum," added Harry Elliot.
This crazy name made Daisy laugh.
"I'll be a shrub," she said. "We're both so sweet."
Everyone laughed. Each person who worked for the magazine was called a scribe. They carried small notebooks and pencils wherever they went.
"Now, who can draw?" asked Caroline. "And who can make up poems? Nellie told us last year that you were awfully good, Shrub. Are you?"
"I'm wonderful," said Daisy, tossing her head and laughing.
"I'm just the sweetest little shrub that ever you did see. Look close beneath the dark green leaves, and there you'll find dear me."
The flowers clapped.
"Now the first issue for this summer must be extra good," Clover said seriously. "Each of us must contribute a picture, a poem, a story, and some news. We must have them done by July 15th, because the Malbone bouquet will be passed out on the 1st of August.
"What do we do first?" asked Shrub.
"We think," said Rink Aspernum. "I think best when I'm swimming. Goodbye. See you when my wonderful contributions are ready."
"That's just like him," Lily said.
"But he writes the most exciting stories of all of us," said Clover. "His news is usually on the first page, too."
"Can we write wherever we like?" asked Shrub.
"Of course, just so everything is ready on the 15th," said Clover. "Most of us like to write and draw here. It's more fun. Now here's paper, and we get 2 pencils apiece. Let's start."
The other flowers seemed to have something to write at once. Shrub scribbled some words, but they made no sense. She looked up into the trees and across the fields. Not an idea entered her head. But soon...